Well, let's get to the reporting today about a complicated situation in the military that may mean that 1,000 foreign-born Army recruits contracted to provide the military with needed medical and language skills may face deportation instead. That's according to a Pentagon memo prepared for Defense Secretary James Mattis and obtained by the Washington Post. These immigrants are recruited under a program that promises fast-track citizenship, but some are stuck in a vetting process at the beginning. Some have gone through the program but are still facing new additional scrutiny. Washington Post reporter Alex Horton broke this story. And Alex, this program in the military was started in 2009. Tell us more about what it's supposed to do and who's now affected according to this memo.
So in 2009, the Pentagon enacted this program after they looked at the shortages and critical skills, across the medical fields, like, you know, surgeons and nurses and dentists, but also language skills like Russian and Arabic and Pashto and Ukrainian. And they said, well, we need people who speak these languages and have those medical skills. So they devised this program to exchange fast-track citizenship that they can get in months instead of years in exchange for those valuable skills.
Right. And by the way, these are people who come into this program who have been vetted because they have visas.
Yes. Part of the program requirement is you have to have good legal standing, but also a visa holder for at least 2 years consecutively.
So talk about the group of, I think it's 1,800 trainees who are waiting to enter this program. What does the memo say about them?
So the Pentagon has devised a number of tiers of about 10,000 total people. 1,800 of them, they're not in the military yet, but they are waiting to move forward and waiting for their background investigations to clear. And 1,000 have waited for so long that they have lost their immigration status and they are subject to deportation, you know, if they get cut loose from this program.
Well, and it sounds like the memo is saying that they should be, all 1,800 of them, because the vetting process has taken so long. It's taxed the military so much that they are what? Recommending to cancel the enlistment contracts?
That's right. The memo acknowledges what they believe to be necessary additional requirements and screening procedures for these foreign-born recruits. But they did not anticipate it happening was that they would be backed up and log-jammed with all these requests. And 1,000 of them have waited for so long that, you know, if they were a student, their visa has expired. If they had a working visa, that visa has also expired. The memo also says that they were shielded from deportation if they were able to get an exemption by the Department of Homeland Security because of their involvement in the program.
Yeah.
If the Pentagon cancels their enlistment contracts, they will no longer have that protection and they could be subject to deportation.
Well, and the military has all their information. So is there a sense that the military would be required to hand that over to another branch of government, you know, either immigration or Homeland Security?
That's something I wanted to ask the Pentagon, but they declined to comment on any specific developments with the program. But there was a case that I know of a recruit who made it all the way through basic training, and the Department of Homeland Security believed that he committed visa fraud. So they asked the Army to discharge him so they could have him deported. So there's already at least one case of DHS requesting the Army discharge someone so they can move them to deportation proceedings and the Army granting that.
The memo also recommends heightened vetting for the 4,000 or so who have already gone through the program and are U.S. troops. But you spoke to a retired officer who was involved with this program who says, you know, you investigate someone with a legitimate security threat, but if they just share a characteristic of being foreigners, that's a waste of time, but also short-sighted. She points out that there are native-born U.S. citizens who didn't get extreme vetting, and one of them, for instance, fought for the Russians in Ukraine and then went into the U.S. military. So she's questioning the entire idea of the extreme vetting. What's your take on that?
So the memo recommends that they, even though these are American citizens now and they are in the military serving, that the Pentagon closely monitors these troops and mm-hmm. also subjects them to additional screening. But it does also acknowledge that there are significant legal hurdles when you have to investigate someone without cause and also subject them to additional screening that, you know, someone who was born in Des Moines, Iowa, that serves right next to them would not receive.
Alex, is there a sense that this program that was created to try to fill a real need in the military might be ending?
Yes. So, you know, you have one side of the Pentagon saying, absolutely, we need these people to fill these vital jobs. And on the other side saying, well, they might be a security threat and we need to get rid of the people we have who are interested in the first place. Mm-hmm. And this comes at a time when the Army is looking to reverse their personnel shortages.
Yeah. But there are, at least in some corners, questions of security. Washington Post reporter Alex Horton. Alex, thank you.
Thanks for having me, Robin.